Hello, Columbus Tri-City area in the valley. And hello to all my friends and listeners down by Eufaula in South Georgia. I hope everybody's doing well. Today is April the 8th, 2018. We are already in the fourth month of the year. And according to the calendar, it's springtime. But I really can't tell because we are still receiving a lot of snow up north and cold weather in here as well. And I tell you, we got to keep an eye on that weather because it's making a lot of people sick. As you know from listening to the station, my wife is a doctor and she's telling me there are still people coming in with the flu. So we got to be careful. Make sure you're washing your hands. Make sure you're sanitizing. Make sure that you're cleaning countertops. And if you work at a big area like Aflac or Tesis or Synovus, make sure that keyboard is clean as well as that mouse. Because I tell you, germs are spread on keyboards in an unbelievable way. Just think about it. We sit down and we start punching letters and stuff and don't think about it. And where your fingertip is landing is possibly where somebody else's fingertips have been. And we don't know what's on those fingertips. So we got to make sure that we keep it clean out here because I need the valley to be healthy with me. We're trying to have healthy lives around here, getting ready for summertime when summer decides to come because spring hadn't quite arrived yet. But whenever summer get here, we wanted to kick off just right. Today, I have a very special show. I tell you, I'm excited about it because I get the privilege of interviewing an icon in this area, someone who has been on the radio for a very, very long time, and who has basically people in this city, especially some of the young folks. You've grown up listening to this guy. You've rocked with him in your bedroom when you were mad at your parents, and you closed your door and turned on your little radio box. That was when we used to have radios with double D batteries in the back and cassette tapes up front. You know, he was rocking it then, and he's still rocking it. And I tell you, it was truly an honor for Chastity and I to have him to serve as the MC and the DJ at our wedding at the reception, and it was nothing short of amazing, and my family just instantly fell in love with him. So that's none other than the great Michael Soul, the man with the plan, the man with the legend, the man with the reputation who needs no introduction. So I'm not going to prolong this. Brother Soul, how you doing today, man?
I'm fine, sir. How you doing?
Bro, I am wonderful. I'm just trying to get on your level. You had social media rocking this week. It was like everybody want to know what is going on with Michael Soul. Like, this man is making big moves, and we know he make big moves already. That's not even a secret. So I tell you, let's talk a little bit, and then we'll get into this big announcement that you made this week and some things that you're about to do here in the area. But how long have you been in radio, brother?
Oh my goodness, almost 30 years. Yeah,
almost 30.
Yeah, almost 30 years. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it's been a promising and rewarding career for you, right?
It has. It definitely has. It's been a blessing, man, to be in it. You know, I came out of college really wanting to get into sales because that's where the money is, y'all. But I used the on-air to just get my foot in the door, as they said.
Okay.
And just found success with actually being on the air and being an air personality.
You know, you've seen a lot happen during the past 30 years when you first got started. You've seen the faces of radio change in the city.
Yeah.
You've seen a lot of transition. What's your opinion on where we're headed right now as radio? You know, especially with internet broadcasting going on now and more people on their phones watching videos and things of that nature on social media. You know, what's the place for radio in the future?
Man, radio is still exciting. It's still a useful medium. Mm-hmm. As I was talking to a young lady I had the opportunity to interview for a position that we have, just talking about terrestrial radio, as we call it, versus internet radio. So it's still exciting. It's still the most useful medium out there. It's free.
Right.
You know, now we've integrated into the digital era where now you can download the app to listen to the station. You have people who are more tech savvy, and smartphones have outsold PCs, and everybody's on their smartphone. So, you know, radio is still relevant from that point, you know, to the people who are tech savvy, who want to go on their phones to listen to radio. They can download our app, you know, as well as when they get in the car, tune in.
Right. You know, to me, radio represents one of those tried and tested things that, that just still finds a relevance in today's society. Because, you know, even talking to my grandparents and my great uncle and my great aunts and people of that nature before many of them passed away, they used to tell me before TVs, all they had was radio.
Right.
And they would sit there in their living room as a family and they would listen to their favorite radio show.
Right.
And radio was a big part of education for folks in our community.
And I say that all the time. You know, when you look at the history of radio, before the music, it was more about information.
Right.
It was more about entertainment. You had people who gathered around the radio to listen to sports games, to listen to their soap operas. And before records were produced, you had bands actually come in the studio and play so people could actually hear some music. But the purpose of radio was strictly for entertainment and information at the same time to inform people. We're regulated by the federal government. I don't think a lot of people understand that, that we have to be on the air. And there are things that we have to do for the community to keep them informed.
Wow. So, yeah, I didn't realize radio was so heavily regulated by the federal government until I got involved here at Davis Broadcasting and learned a lot about the industry and how it works. You know, and radio has made a lot of people, especially from a music industry perspective. You get your music on the radio, you get it out to the masses, and you could potentially become popular. I mean, we see it in a lot of movie storylines.
Right.
I don't know how much we pay attention to it.
Right.
Like, even with Dream Girls, Jackson 5, you know, with a lot of other movies we've seen, they started in the radio stations and people stealing music and copyright concerns and issues of that nature. But radio has played a big part in the development of our people and our country, even during the time of civil rights movement.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
When messages needed to get out to a lot of people, a lot of our black leaders took to radio to deliver that message.
Right.
Can you recall a time within your 30 years in which you felt that radio was critical in delivering a key message?
Let me go back to Teddy, because one of the things I like to tout here at Davis Broadcasting is that we have in our arsenal one of the legacies of radio in the history of radio. Mm-hmm. We have AM 1340 WOKS, which started in 1959.
Wow.
59 years ago. We're coming up on the 60th anniversary of this station. It is so huge. How I relate that to the young generation is that nowadays you have so many choices, you know, of radio stations. Mm-hmm. You can listen to sports. You can listen to gospel if that's all that you want. You can listen to blues if that's all that you want. Mm-hmm. You've got satellite radio, those kinds of things. But back in the day, 1959, the relevance of this particular radio station, and to those people who are under 25, you still know one great artist, Michael Jackson.
Yes.
This radio station was responsible for playing his music.
Wow.
That's the legacy of this radio station. Michael Jackson got his start in this community. The Jackson 5, their music was first heard on AM 1340 WOKS.
To a lot of people in the younger generation, the AM line there is just something we don't go to often.
You right.
listen to FM now or XM radio, but AM was the foundation.
It was.
AM was where it started.
Yep.
And AM is where a lot of people got their start.
Yes, sir.
And the fact that it's still, the AM waves are still on the air, and even during times of emergency.
Yes, sir.
Radio waves can get out when other communications can't.
And the loyalty, and I want to thank this community because the loyalty is still there. People who grew up with that station, mm-hmm. they still remember. I was in a school, Brewer Elementary School, telling a young man about our stations in a classroom, and the young man says, yeah, my grandmama listened to that station. We listen to that station all the time. He's 11 years old. His favorite artists are Al Green and Earth, Wind, and Fire. This is an 11-year-old. He ain't talking about Young Thug and Lil Uzi Vert. He's talking about Al Green and Earth, Wind, and Fire simply because his grandmother turns on this AM station and they're loyal to it. But you mentioned the weather and things like that, and that's where radio really becomes important to let the community know what's going on, what areas to stay away from, where the shelters are, where the help is needed. You know, that's the importance of it when it comes to, you know, weather situations.
You know, another thing I learned about the radio since I've been involved is that oftentimes for career progression, just like with TV, people move around quite a bit to larger markets to do other things. What kept you here in Columbus?
That's an excellent question, Teddy. One, I've always wanted to work for a black company.
Wow.
And I feel that I'm blessed to be not only to be able to say that, but to be able to do that. And when I came here to Davis Broadcasting, and this month makes 24 years of being with the company.
24 years.
And
Davis been rocking.
It's been a blessing. It's been fun. But people ask me that all the time.
So you didn't grow up there.
I did.
Oh, man.
You know, I've had a chance to grow, you know, not just from an air personality coming in as a part-timer, but growing up through the ranks, but also moving into management. And when you look at the landscape of radio nowadays...
Wait a minute. So there's a clear message in there to me. When you said that, I heard something. I'm going to let you continue.
Okay.
But what I heard was they gave you an opportunity.
They did.
Oftentimes, people feel that they won't get the same opportunities if they engage with a minority company or minority business. But they gave you opportunity.
It did, brother. And I really have to credit, you know, them for that opportunity. But also, you know, it's how you present yourself, you know. And I just don't know anything else but working hard, you know, and trying to do my best to serve the community. You know, we're Alpha Brothers. And so in college, that's where I got my, you know, induction into community service. So we brought that element into radio, and we pride ourselves here at this company about serving our community. So that's been, you know, that's been something that helped me stay on. When you look at radio too, 4% ownership is black in America. Just 4%
black
owned.
Wow.
In America.
You know, unfortunately, we have those statistics throughout many fields. Like right now in America, only 5% of attorneys are minorities. Not black, minority,
right.
Latino, Asian, anything other than everything that's considered a minority, only 5%.
Wow.
5%. And so sometimes being in this area, we can become complacent with the opportunities and the blessings that we have here right here in front of us.
Yes, sir.
And David Broadcasting is a blessing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's truly
indeed
a blessing. And to
it
be able
indeed
to provide so many opportunities. I mean, like, even today, we got Praise 100.
Yes, sir.
You got K92.7.
Yep.
You got Foxy.
Right.
Foxy 105.
Yes.
You got the sports station.
Right.
You got the AM station, which is 1340.
Right. WOKS.
And so just to have that variety, we're not talking about one station. We're talking about multiple stations.
Right.
Which is an indication of success, and you've been a part of that success.
Yes, sir. And it's been a blessing. When I came to the company, we had two stations, which were just Foxy and WOKS.
Wow.
And so going through and being able to rise through the ranks, you know, you come in, and this is what we're trained in college. When you come out of college, you're going to have to get your way. You're going to have to work your way in. But if you want to live a certain type of lifestyle, you're going to have a second job.
Yeah.
So I worked for the school district. I worked for Parks and Rec, you know, which gave me an induction into the community again, community service, helping young people, mentoring young people through a program called Project Rebound at that time. But again, that's where it started, with just two stations.
Wow.
We were in a small building over on 14th. Mm-hmm. And from there, Mr. Davis was able to grow the company. You know, he had stations at that time in Augusta and Charlotte, and so that hunger, you know, continued into where he purchased another station, K, at that time, which was 95.7. It was Towers Up in Warm Springs. And so from there, 92.7. Praise 100.7. You know, so the company continued to grow.
Wow.
You know, we shifted some signals around because of the coverage area of those signals and who they would serve. And so we flopped, flip-flopped 92 and 95. So that's where K92.7, my station now, is on the air. And and we're popping.
We gonna make the announcement.
It's a 50,000 watt station. Yeah.
Hold on. We gotta do this after the break.
Okay.
We got a break coming.
Okay.
Because I need a full conversation about that. You're gonna just slip it in like that, right? Not today, brother. But one thing I want to say before I go to break.
Okay.
Is you just mentioned, you know, your work with Parks and Recs and some other entities, and and I can tell you, since my arrival here in Columbus, I have always admired your passion for our youth and for opportunities for others, and making sure that our community was served in the nature in which it needs to be served, even with your limitations around what you can do from a professional perspective. You never failed to be vocal. You were always making sure that you represented you first.
Yes, sir.
And your beliefs.
Right.
And where you think we should be at a society. And that's admirable.
And I thank God for that, because I know that he has given me a platform as well as a door. Mm-hmm. As I said to someone last week, you know, that he's given me a door to our youth.
Mm-hmm.
That the bridge is the music, of course.
Right.
But from there, now I can speak about peer pressure that I faced as well.
Right.
Being talked about for the way I talk. And I know students, you know, go through that.
Mm-hmm.
So we relate on those levels.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I go to a classroom and say, anybody ever been hated on? Raise your hand. No, I said, no, raise two hands.
That's right.
And so from there, we talk about peer pressure.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about rising above your circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about being without a father.
Mm-hmm.
I know all those. Been there,
mm-hmm.
done that, you know. So we talked, and I was able, and then working with Parks and Rec, working in the school district, I was able to understand too what's going on with our youth. You know, you see, just because you see a young man and he's not at school, doesn't mean that he don't want to come.
That's right.
It's some other circumstances
That's
going
right.
on,
we
and so
out.
Oh man,
we
so it gave me you know, some compassion for those situations as well.
I just want to say thank you, because, and I don't know, you don't work for thanks. And you don't work for pats on the back. You know, you do these things because you care.
Yes, sir.
It's truly a part of your passion. But every now and then, people deserve to be told when they are doing things that's important to our community and sacrificing so much to do those things, taking time away from your beautiful family. And congratulations on your new baby.
Thank you. Hey, Aaliyah.
Taking time away from your family and being out at different events and hosting events at the school to see our children can see you be engaged and giving them great advice and reaching them on the level in which they are. That's so important.
Yes, sir.
I'm glad that you said that. And Mike, we're gonna take a quick break. Brother Soul, I should say, we're gonna take a quick break, and we'll be right back. And when we come back, he kind of let the cat out of the bag a little bit, but we're gonna snatch the cat on out the bag, and we're gonna talk about this announcement that he made this week. So you're listening to the Sunday Conversation Radio Show with Teddy Reese, and I hope you're enjoying the show, and I hope you come back and join us here in a few minutes. We'll be right back.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me, whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Welcome back to Sunday Conversation with Teddy Reese. I hope you're having a great Sunday. I am joined here in the studio today with my great friend, my frat brother, sometimes my mentor, my guy of reasoning, because when I go to him with an issue and we talk about it, he helped me think through some things, and I appreciate the personal time. But I got here my good brother, Michael Soul, and if you guys know Michael Soul like I know Michael Soul, you know that he is truly a staple here in our community. He's a part of the foundation of the radio community here. You know, many folks will say he don't need much of an introduction. When he walks into a room, you know exactly who he is. And there are many folks on the radio today that have modeled their success and their progression off of what they seen this man do at a very, very, very early age, and has been able to just have impacts that are unbelievable. So I'm glad to have him here with me today, taking some time out to talk with me on this Sunday. And he made a big announcement this week, and we're going to talk about that a little bit. So you ready to make another announcement of the announcement on Sunday Conversation? Because I want the full thing, brother.
Let's do it, man. Let's do it. So starting tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, on Monday at 10 a.m., I want the whole world, Tri-City and surrounding areas, to tune in to K92.7. I will be live on the air at 10 a.m., right after the Tom Joyner Morning Show, right before the Michael Bazin Show, which precedes my man G Smooth. But, Teddy, we are about to do some great things for this city in terms of love and R&B. Not love and hip-hop.
Uh-huh.
Love and R&B.
Love and R&B.
And R&B.
Man,
So, of course, you know.
I
and
our call that baby-making music. I know it's Sunday, but
station positioning. Our station positioning statement is the best R&B and throwbacks. And when you think about R&B music right now, man, there is a resurgence of this music, and I'm excited about. I'm so excited about it, man. I was raised on R&B music, so I thank my mom, my dad, my grandmother, whose records I used to sit by. I've got pictures of me at 2 years old sitting by the record player. And when I went back through her collection, it was the Jackson 5. It was Marvin Gaye, it was Tammy Terrell, it was all those great, Stevie Wonder, all those great artists, man, that I was raised on. So, you know, now having a chance after, you know, having success with the hip-hop format, you know, now having a chance to, you know, be a part of this R&B movement, and it is definitely an R&B movement, which includes Southern Soul, and you gotta give props to that Southern Soul out there, and there's a big concert coming up Father's Day, and we'll be on the air with that, but man, it's just an awesome opportunity, and we're excited about it on K92.7.
Well, you know, Mike, that's why I'm so excited that you are doing this, man, because you have that ear for great R&B music. You have that ear, that historical ear, to know what's going on and how it's moving and what's happening. And so I'm super excited about that, and I'm excited about where we're headed. I'm excited about what you're going to be doing on that station, man. And I tell you, I just got to know. One quick question for you. What will be the first song that you will play at 10 a.m.?
Man, tune in and find out. Tune in and find out.
You know, that first song is going to set the tone for everything else, because when I hear that 10 a.m. song, I want to be in my, if I'm in my car, I want to be rocking with it like, oh, shoot. Micah is jamming.
I'm going to let you request it. What you want to hear at 10 a.m., Teddy?
Now you put me on the spot, man. You done put me on the spot.
I'll tell you what I
would like, though.
Okay.
And I know you're very capable of doing this. You talked about a resurgence of R&B music.
Yes, sir.
And the new formats that we have that are coming out and how it's making a comeback, if you will.
Yeah.
I don't want our young people to not know the history of great R&B music. So I would like to see a good blend of some new stuff and some old stuff that folks still jam to.
Yeah. I'm with you on that.
You know,
I'm with you.
You know, because if you went to an HBCU and it was homecoming, you hear that.
Wait a minute.
Before I let go, that is music.
Yeah, we're gonna keep it grounded, most definitely,
okay.
And we're gonna turn it up. You know, with the current, you know, you have Miguel who's out here, who's a great R&B artist. You know, Beyonce is still doing her thing. Carrie Hilson, you know, Alicia Keys, Jill Scott, by the way, who you know, is on the way back to the A for a concert. Ooh. You know, Kenny Lattimore. Ooh. Those artists are still relevant, still hot. You know, we're gonna be playing all the newest R&B artist, SZA. You know, we're definitely running with her music as well. So you're going to get a good mix of not only the original flavor, but also the contemporary and the current R&B hits that are out there as well. Neo's got a great new song right now. And we're even blending in what they call inspirational music. The song Won't He Do It by my girl Corin Hawthorne.
Won't He Do It.
You will hear that song on the radio station.
So what excites you the most about this new opportunity? What? Because I see it in your eyes, bro. I can tell you ready for it. And you know what I love the most about it is you're taking on a new adventure, but you're treating it like a new vacation.
Yes, sir.
If you will. It's something you're very excited about. You're not looking at this like, man, I gotta do this, and we rolling out something that's gonna be hot, and I gotta convince the community. First of all, I don't think you gotta do much convincing because people know Michael Soul.
Right.
And we know how you roll, and we know the music that you play. That's why you request it for so many events outside of radio.
Yes, sir.
But you know, it's just. Tell me, brother, what got you excited the most?
Man, just the opportunity to help build this radio station.
Okay.
We've had this radio station with us. I think there's some brand confusion out there when it comes to radio stations that play black music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes they think they're associated with Davis Broadcasting, and they're not. So this gives us another opportunity to continue to further brand this station in the community. You know the great event we do, Jazz on the River. That is a K92.7 event. You know the successful Women's Empowerment Luncheon.
Yes.
That is a K92.7 event, along with our other stations. But I want to continue to build this brand and get people excited. We're going to make this the people station because that's the opportunity we have. And I want to thank everybody that's ever listened to me while I was on Foxy 105 for at least 5 minutes. If you just tuned in for anything when I was a part-timer, when I did not nights, when I did afternoons, when I did mornings, and even now with the Breakfast Club, helping to host that. If you listen to anything that we did and was able to have success at, I appreciate you. And now I want you to take a listen to what we're going to do with K92.7. It's going to be the people's station. We want the people to tune in. We want the people to own it, be a part of it, have some say-so with the music, just as you did here. And that's why I want to know. I want to know what you want to hear. I want to know what you like and what you don't like, because that's important in serving our community. And we're going to continue with the great service. We have outlying areas, as we talked about with Eufaula.
Yes.
We got to get out there and see my people from Eufaula.
I'm going with you.
And whether you know it or not,
Eufaula.
I'm Alabama born. So it's like me returning home. So this is sweet, Teddy. I'm telling you.
Let's go ahead and let the people Eufaula know right now that are listening to this.
We're coming.
Sunday conversation. We are coming.
We're coming.
We're coming in a caravan with emergency lights flashing and the horns blowing. We coming out through, waving out the women. You're going to be like, who are those people? Oh, them the people from David Broadcasting.
Auburn, Opelika area.
Break up the grill.
On over to Richland and Georgia.
We're
covering almost three states with this radio station, man. It is very powerful. It's a 50,000-watt station.
Wow.
Very powerful.
Wow.
So I'm excited, man. Coming behind the great Tom Joyner.
Yes.
Who, as a young man, I heard him on the air, and he inspired me as well. Of course, we're doing great in the afternoons with Michael Bazin, and my man G-Smooth is so smooth. Teddy, I just got to tout some other things that we do with the radio station.
Let's go.
On Sunday, right after this show, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to be able to enjoy your jazz as usual with the Sunday Jazz Brunch. We've got a great show on Saturday called Cafe Mocha. It's radio from a woman's perspective, see?
Wow.
And women need to be heard on our radio station. Wow. And so we've got a great show called Cafe Mocha that runs on Saturday. The great Chubb Rock is on our station. He does his show on Saturday nights called Digging in the Crates. Takes you back with that old school hip hop when it was all about partying and having fun. You know, so you get that presentation from us as well.
And I just want to go back and touch on the women in radio.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That, the new general manager here.
Oh,
at this
man.
Station is a phenomenal woman.
A phenomenal leader. A phenomenal leader. Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And you know, and I recall growing up, on the weekend, so my mom would turn on that radio and she would get that dust rag because, you know, we were poor. We had dust rag.
Right. Me too.
Me too. And, you know, and she would get that broom and sweep that floor and get that dust rag and knock down that dust and get it in, make sure the kitchen was very clean. And the entire time she was doing this, she was listening to the radio.
Mm.
listening to the radio just blasting all throughout the house.
How about that?
So anybody, you know, you got some house duties to do on the weekend, we want you locked in to K92.7, checking out what Soul got to say, and just rolling out with the music.
Positive vibes, man. Positive vibes all throughout the community. Teddy, I want to highlight another segment of the R&B music, too, that has not gone away at all. You know, really, when you watch some of these children's movies, they have infused some of that old school R&B, that Earth, Wind, and Fire, some of that 70s funk. We're going to bring that back as well. On Saturday morning, we had a soft launch with this classic R&B and soul show as well. So listen on Saturday mornings from 8 to 10. You're going to get that classic R&B as well that you love to wake up and clean up to, just like Teddy said. So you got that. We've got gospel on Sunday. So you wake up with some great gospel music on Sundays as well. And, of course, the slow jams. Man, R&B would not be R&B without a true love zone. And shout out to my man G Smooth. We've got a true love zone. You can call in with your dedications, your requests, your shout outs. If you want to send somebody a good night kiss, you can do all of that on the station. So Teddy, I'm real excited, man, and I thank you for this opportunity to be on your great show as well.
Brother, I appreciate it. I learned from listening to you. You've guided me through this, and I appreciate the opportunity, Davis, to allow me to do this, to have a voice to the community, to speak to the community, and to be able to give my opinion, you know, and be a voice of reasoning, and yes, one that's not going to hide from the truth, and one that's not going to be influenced by those that don't want the truth out there. Mm. You know, this is a Sunday conversation for the people of Columbus.
Yes, sir.
And I would be doing a disjustice to the people of Columbus if I did not give them the real of the matter. Get to the meat on the bone. What are the issues? How do we deal with these issues? Let's ask the tough questions. We don't have enough people in the community asking tough questions anymore. We got to continue that. And it's not about being disrespectful. And frankly, we can't care if people get mad. But we have certain folks that deserve certain answers and people that need to give us answers. And if we don't ask, you will not get those answers.
I'm glad you mentioned that, too, because one of the things we will continue to stay engaged with our community, especially in this election season.
Oh, absolutely.
On all of our stations here at Davis Broadcasting, we're going to encourage everyone to get registered, to get out and vote. We're going to partner again with the NAACP, the Urban League, for a roll to the polls and other churches in the area as well to make sure we get people to the polls to vote. That is so important. That's another aspect of radio that is so useful and very timely at this particular time with this this election season going on. We're going to encourage our people. We can't tell you who to vote for.
Right.
Although you will hear the candidates advertise on our stations. We can't tell you who to vote for, but we can tell you to get out and vote. We can tell you to get registered to vote.
Right.
We can tell you to take somebody to get registered or take somebody to the polls as well. So we're going to do our part.
Because if you're not happy with how things are going, if you're concerned with the crime and blight in your community, if you're mad of dodging potholes on Casita Road, if you're sick and tired of our recreational centers being closed down, if you're upset that certain parts of our community are not well lit at night in inviting crime, if you're just furious because we don't have job opportunities for our young adults and our young people, if you're just baffled like I am that we don't have as many community service projects as we used to have in community centers for our young people to get involved, you need to be voting.
All right.
Because those decisions are made by the people who sit in those seats. They determine where dollars are pointed. They determine who has a say-so. And one of my mentors used to tell me a long time ago, he said, Teddy, if you're not at the table, you're on the menu. And so there are folks out there tired of getting ate.
Okay. That's real.
Somebody else. Stop
That's
biting
real.
On me.
That's real. That's real.
Stop biting on me. So this is going to be a powerful tool for getting out. And so I'm excited for you, brother. Yes. And again,
thank you.
I'm extremely proud of you, and I'm happy to know you, and I'm more honored to be in your presence.
I got a little emotional this week leading up to it, just thinking about all the opportunities that I've had on Foxy 105 to stay engaged with the community, to continue to grow with the community. When we talk about the classics that come in town with the Tuskegee Morales House of Fountain City Classic. Man, just to see those classics grow to where they are now and to continue and to have the radio station be a part of that, that was important. I was on the air when Tupac was killed. I was on the air when Biggie was killed. I was on the air when Aaliyah died. I was on the air during 9/11. I was on the air when Obama became president.
Wow.
I've been through, as I added it up, it was more than 5,000 shows over this 24-year period. More than 5,000 shows. I hadn't did the math on the number of hours, that is, but you can do that, everybody. But I'm really thankful. So I got a little emotional about it, realizing that I've been blessed. Mm-hmm. I really have been blessed to be able to not only take care of myself, but take care of my family and give back and feel great about, do I love giving back? I love serving our community and being a part of it. So that history is there. It's sealed. Now it's time to build some more history.
That's right.
With K92.7, everybody.
Well, so we're going to be locked in with you on K92.7. This has been Sunday Conversation with Teddy Reese, and it's truly been an honor to have Michael Soul with me here today to discuss his new adventure and where he's headed and where the great, where the legend will touch next and how he will move Columbus. This is a powerful brother, but he has a heart of gold and he has a heart for this city, and it's shown and it's known and it's no secret. So we need to support him. Let's make sure that we tune in to K92.7 and check out Michael Soul Monday morning at 10 a.m. Send him a shout. Go to his Facebook page. Let him know you're listening. Call up to the station. You might be able to even get on the air with him.
Yes,
let him know what
yes.
you want to hear. And we're going to make sure that you stay involved with us. Again, thank you for listening. This is Teddy Reese, and I look forward to talking with you next Sunday.
The views and expressions of Sunday Conversations are not the views of Davis Broadcasting Incorporated, advertisers, nor their staff. Do you have questions or concerns or want to be a guest on Sunday Conversation? Come and join me, Teddy Reese. Send me an email at sundayconversations@dbicolumbus.com.